Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time to ask the CLO. All right, this one's from
with me.
Lillian in Fort Worth. Lillian writes,
my all in those, y'all don't know what.
My son's wife drinks a lot, and she called my husband to drive her home last weekend because my son was out of town. My husband says she hit on him, but she told me. She told me that she doesn't remember doing that. I think my son should know this, but my husband won't let me tell him. Why is he protecting her?
Ooh. Yeah, well, you ain't got to go through all that. It ain't protecting her. What you need to do is slap her. See, people that don't can't remember stuff good, you need to put your hands on her. Yeah, that's all. You can slap her for your husband and your son. Slap her. Women can slap each other. Y'all can get away with that. Slap her. I bet she'll remember next time. You ain't that damn drunk.
Uber. Yeah.
You ain't that damn drunk. And that's your daughter-in-law?
You're going to have to have a conversation with her.
Slap. I promise you, you will remember it all next time.
All right, Eileen in Orlando says, my female boss wears designer shoes, bags, and jewelry, but she doesn't do it tastefully. She wears several different designers all at once, and I don't think she knows any better. Aren't there fashion rules on wearing designer clothing?
Yeah, it probably is. But see, you ain't got none of that stuff, so what you worried about it for? See, leave that woman
Eileen.
Alone. I know people that want to put on all their stuff at one time. I know people like that. And they blend it. You know, it ain't the way to do it. But you just want everybody to see what you got. It's people like
everything.
That, you know. Got that Gucci shoe on with the green and red band on it with two big G's. Then you got that Louis bag with the whole monogram print on it. But your pants is Fendi. Got them F's all over your pants. You just come out this door, boy, just looking like the mall.
You doing too much.
I'm talking about it, man. You got that Dior blouse on with all the Dior signs on it, monogram on it like that. Girl, you just up in, woo!
More is more,
you better
baby.
Wear
more
your stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Got that Prada scarf on with all that. Yeah, wear it, girl.
Okay. All right. Monet in Philly writes, I'm seeing a married man and his wife thinks we're just friends. I confided in my friend that's also having an affair and she told me that she's friends with my man's wife. So basically, I need to find someone else to mess with. Was that an ultimatum?
Wow.
She's seeing a married man. But the married man's wife thinks that they're just friends. So she confided in her girlfriend, who's also having an affair. Her girlfriend, who's having an affair, is friends with the man's wife that she's seeing. So the girlfriend told her she needs to find somebody else to have an affair with. Right. Not her friend's husband, in other words.
Oh, yeah. You got to shut this down.
That's a lot
you got
going
shut
on.
You've been warned, even though she kind of filed herself.
You got to get away from this. But I tell you what, though, your little girlfriend that you went and told her that you were seeing this married man, who is also the married man's wife's friend.
Right.
If she tell on you, please know you have some information.
Okay.
See. All this here right here, hey. But know this, I might go away, but I ain't gonna go away quietly.
But don't go to the Christmas party this year. It's gonna be
too much confusing, right?
Oh, Jesus.
It's crazy. Okay, Monet.
The world now, man, is Y'all had me like the first time you read it. No, I ain't even say nothing. I was just trying to.
No, you know, that's what I said. Did you get it?
Yeah, I rubbing my head and stuff. Man,
it sounds like a man problem. Two trains left the station.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going. If a bird flies south at 15 miles an hour, he stops for 2 days in Georgia. I don't give a damn when the bird get there.
Yeah, that is a mess right there. That is a mess. All right, last one, Steve. This one's from Carmen in Olney. She says, my son is 15 years old and his girlfriend is a senior this year. I'm trying to avoid him getting his heart broken when his girlfriend goes to college and forgets about him. How do I get him to stop dating her before he gets his feelings crushed?
No, this didn't happen.
This is life. Yeah,
come on now.
That's life.
Oh, this is going down. There ain't no way right. He finna get his little feelings towed out. This little boy right here, y'all that little man stuff he been doing. Mm-hmm. I don't even see how that's your concern right there though. The problem is this senior, this 15-year-old boy. Teacher, there are things that I still have to learn. See, you got that song. Man, you know what I'm about to say.
He's 15.
That's George Michael.
Shirley, we 1 year from this being illegal. You know that.
Yeah, he's 15. He's 15. He's a sophomore and she's a senior.
She's about to turn 18, ain't she?
At
some point, she might be 18.
Eventually. She might
Most people that's in high school is 18.
But the point is, he's 15. He's too young, too. I mean, this is crazy.
He's too young for what, Shirley?
He's 15 to be dating a senior. He is going to get his heart crushed. His mom
prom
is right.
Okay. After prom,
Shirley, you need to get out your house, Mo. You in your house too much. You need
15?
To get out and see
you
the world. What is wrong with you? What? You know what the kids doing now, Shirley?
Yes, I do. I do. You don't want me to tell you how. I know.
Well, don't go to act like it. Act like you done heard some
15,
shocking news.
Though.
Shirley, you can drive 15. At 15. You can get a learner's
permit. He ain't driving to prom. She drive.
Right.
I don't think he's too young. He's a sophomore. She's a senior.
Get in the car, Darcilius.
Darcilius.
You know that's his name, though. That is his name.
You know,
name.
That's we naming our kids as after Spanish people. That's only killing me.
You can't protect him from that.
All right, how does he, the mom wants to know, how does she get him to stop dating her before he gets...
Mama got to stay out of it.
Wait, hey, this boy ain't finna stop dating this girl? You finna go on this boy and say, you've had a taste of the fruit. Quit eating the fruit. What?
Man, please.
It's bad for you.
Put that toothpaste back in that tube. What?
All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.